You're listening to a podcast from Victory. God is the provider of our redemption. Learn more about this through Abraham's story in week 4 of our series, Awesome God.
Magandang araw po sa ating lahat, and we just want to welcome you to our online worship service. My name is Romel and I'm one of the pastors here at Victory Metro East, and here in our church, we are here to honor God and we are here to make disciples. Ngayong araw po na to ay ipagpapatuloy po natin ang ating pag-aaral sa mga pangalan ng Diyos, ano? And in our series titled Awesome God. At pinag-aralan po natin that He is Yahweh, the Great I Am, that He is Jehovah Shalom, He is our peace, and He is Elroy, the God who sees. At ngayon po ang pag-uusapan po natin ay Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides. And as we are seeking to know God more, one of the greatest ways to know God is by the name given in Scripture. You see, the names of God in the Scriptures are not mere titles assigned by people, but for the most part, they are God's description of Himself. As such, they gave us a revelation of His nature and character. And the names of God should give us comfort and confidence to come to Him. No? Sabi po sa Proverbs 18:10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. No? Ang pangalan daw po ni Yahweh ay katulad ng toreng matibay, kanlungan ng matuwid mula sa kapahamakan. No? And I believe that is very relevant in our situation today. We need to know the names of God so that we'll be able to run to God and so that we will be saved. Kanlungan ng mga matuwid mula sa kapahamakan. Kapag kilala po natin ang Diyos, ang pangalan niya ang pagmumula ng ating kalakasan at kaligtasan upang malampasan ang mga pagsubok natin sa buhay. The righteous run to it and are safe. No? And so, I would like to invite everyone to read our Bible from Genesis 20 to 13 to 14, and this will be our text for today. Okay, ang sabi po dito, and Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the name of that place, "The Lord will provide," as it is said to this day, "On the mount of the Lord it shall be provided." Let's just pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you. Lord, that we could call upon your name as our Jehovah Jireh. And definitely you will see to it that our needs are taken care of, because that's just how good and generous you are to your people. Lord, enable us to experience you and to know you more even in these times and seasons in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And so here makikita po natin that God introduces himself through Abraham as Jehovah Jireh. Tulad po na binasa natin sa scripture, it means the Lord will provide. No? But literally, kapag titignan po talaga natin yung ibig sabihin ng Jehovah Jireh in Hebrew, it means the Lord who will see to it. Okay? The Lord who will see to it. Sabi po ni Spurgeon, our Heavenly Father sees our need and with divine foresight of love prepares the supply. He sees to a need to supply it. And in the seeing, He is seen. And in the providing, He manifests Himself. And this is what we long for when we have a need that is personal and special. One who will see to our needs and provide for us. This is what Jehovah Jireh means. The Lord who will see to it that my every need is met. Yan daw po yung ibig sabihin ng Jehovah Jireh. One who knows my need because He sees me. One who is able to meet my need in just the right time, as He did for Abraham, and one who can meet it fully. Jehovah Jireh. And how many of you can truly say that the Lord does provide? No? During this pandemic, nakita po natin yan, the Lord has been faithfully providing food on our tables. I could remember nung simula pa lang po nung pandemic, ano? I mean, we have been receiving relief goods, no? From different local government units, from different organizations. Meron diyang rice, noodles, water, vegetables, canned goods. And in passing, no, through Mayor Vico provided his residents even with Christmas baskets. And even through these people and organization, the Lord has been faithfully providing for us. For some, the Lord provided us with a stable income or a job, a new online business during this pandemic. Or probably we need to pay something, our house bills, our house rent. We are at the end of the ropes, and God came through an unexpected blessing that came through us, probably through GCash or PayMaya. Diba? O minsan po, no, may kakatok sa pinto natin, Lala Move or Grab Driver, at may nagpa-deliver po ng pagkain para sa atin. And I just love hearing these kinds of stories about the faithfulness of God to provide. Why? Because the Lord does provide for His people. He is Jehovah Jireh. And yet, when God introduced Himself to Abraham as Jehovah Jireh, it was not in the context of food or money, or job, or business, or even a new car, or a new house, or any material things. The provision was for the loss of a human life. A provision for a sacrifice. The provision was a matter of life and death. If Jehovah will not come through, if Jehovah will not show up, life will be taken away, marriage will be destroyed, a whole nation will not come into fruition, Abraham's reputation will be at stake, but so is God's reputation and ability and character will be questioned as well. It was that profound. It was that big. And so in Genesis 22, we read the story of Abraham being commanded by God to take his son Isaac to Mount Moriah and sacrifice him. And Isaac was the son of promise. Alam po natin yung story na to, no? He's a miraculous gift and provision from God when Abraham and Sarah were very old. Isaac was the child whom God had promised to make into a great nation. It was God's provision for Abraham. Isaac was God's provision for Abraham and Sarah and for the future of the nation of Israel. And so it seemed until God said to lay him on the altar and offer him as a sacrifice. Ito po yung makikita natin sa Genesis 22 verse 2. Take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains on which I shall tell you. And so, sinabi po ni God kay Abraham, dalhin mo ang iyong anak, ang kaisa-isa mong anak, ang katangi-tangi mong anak, ang pinakamamahal mong anak na si Isaac, at ialay mo siya sa akin bilang handog na sinusunog. Man, if you would be Abraham, you waited for Isaac for a long, long time, this would be a very difficult situation you will be in. I mean, just what a testing. But Abraham immediately obeyed. I mean, just notice how Abraham responded to his test, to this test. Nung tinawag pa lang siya ni Lord, ang sabi niya in verse 1, "Here I am." And then when God gave him the instruction, he rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, took two of his young men and his son Isaac, cut the woods for the burnt offering, arose and went to the place God told him, journeyed for 3 days. And when they were there, he built the altar, laid the wood in order, bound his son Isaac, laid Isaac on the altar, took the knife to slaughter his son. I mean, such a complete obedience from Abraham. He could have a lot of excuses asking God for explanation. Lord, bakit ako? Lord, bakit yung kaisa-isa kong anak? How about the promise? I mean, what a difficult and a seemingly unreasonable test, but what an amazing obedience from Abraham. A complete submission to the will of God. Abraham obeyed God completely and trusted God absolutely. And probably on the journey to the land of Moriah in one of those mountains, he was most likely remembering the provision of God in his life. How faithful God was to him. Abraham was walking with God for 40 years at this particular time. And I believe in every step of Abraham going to Mount Moriah, he was just recalling the promises of God, the covenant of God, the goodness of God. And Abraham might be reasoning within himself, if you slay your son, how can God keep his promise to you that your seed shall be as many as the stars of heaven? And he answered that suggestion by saying to himself, Jehovah will see to it. As he went upon the painful journey with his only dearly beloved son at his side, the suggestion may come to him, how will you meet and tell Sarah when you return home, having slaughtered her son with your very own hands? How will you meet your neighbors when they hear that Abraham, who professed to be a holy man, has killed his son? And Abraham will always answer in his heart, Jehovah will see to it. Jehovah will see to it. He will not fail in his word. By day when he sees the son of the earth, okay, my descendants will be as many as them. Okay, that's of the earth. I'm sorry. Okay, Jehovah will see to it. By night when he sees the stars, my descendants will be as numerous as those stars. Jehovah will see to it. And I believe this is why when he was able to say this to his servant. Okay, sabi niya sa kanyang mga servants. Verse 5, stay here with the donkey. Abraham told his servants, the boy and I will go over there to worship. And then, we will return to you. Abraham was just full of faith when we spoke to the young men who were with him. He believed that both he and Isaac would return, that they will come back. And he told them so. Why? Jehovah will see to it. Verse 6, Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac. And he himself carried the fire and what? The sacrificial knife. And the two of them walked on together. Abraham took the knife. He didn't leave it behind or forget or pretend to forget it. Again, sabi po ni si Spurgeon, that knife was cutting into his own heart all the while, yet he took it. Unbelief would have left the knife at home, but genuine faith takes it. This was a further demonstration of Abraham's obedience and of his complete trust to God. Abraham believed Jehovah will see to it. And then when Isaac asked his father in verse 7, my father, he said, here I am, my son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood. But where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And so, nagtataka na po ngayon si Isaac. I mean, they're going up on the mountains, the fire, the wood, they were there. But there was no provision for the lamb. Where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And then Abraham answered, God himself will provide the lamb. God himself will see to it that there will be a lamb for the burnt offering. And the two of them went on together. Sagot po ni Abraham, when Isaac asked, where is the lamb? God himself will provide. Jehovah will see to it. Jehovah himself will take care of it and make it happen. At this time, Abraham didn't know how God would provide, how God will do it. He has no clue how, but he trusted the ability of God, the power of God, and the goodness of God. Abraham wouldn't stop trusting just because he didn't know how God will fulfill his promise. Abraham just believed. Jehovah will see to it. Abraham knew all things are possible, but it was impossible that God would break his promise. He knew God was not a liar. To point in this biblical history, we have no record of any person being raised from the dead. And so Abraham had no precedent for his faith apart from trusting and believing and holding on from the promises to the promises of God. Yet Abraham believed and just trusted God completely. Jehovah will see to it. Jehovah will see to it. While going up on the mountain, he was believing God will provide the lamb. Jehovah will see to it. While building the altar, God will provide the lamb. Jehovah will see to it. While he was binding his son, And he kept on declaring, God will provide the lamb. Jehovah will see to it. Eh, wala pa rin. When he was about to sacrifice his son, he may be thinking, even if God will not provide the lamb and I killed my son, Abraham believed that Jehovah will see to it that Isaac will be resurrected back to life. Jehovah will see to it. Abraham's faith was in understanding that should he kill Isaac, God would raise him from the dead, because God had promised Isaac would carry on the line of blessing and the covenant. Ito po yung nakita natin in Hebrews 11:19. Abraham reasoned that if Isaac died, God was able to bring him back to life, because he has seen how God raised his own body, which was good as dead, when he was 100 years old. So surely, he might probably be thinking, kung si Lord nga, binigyan ako ng anak, when my body was good as dead. In the same way with Sarah, he definitely in a manner, or like parang niresurrect ni Lord, yung katawan namin. And if God had done that for us, God could definitely do it for Isaac as well. Such was the faith of Abraham. And he truly believed that Jehovah will see to it. Why? Because he is Jehovah Jireh. And when Abraham was about to sacrifice his dearly beloved son, God called Abraham, 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 do not lay your hands on the boy. And then in verse 13 to 14, Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by his horn. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. And so Abraham called the name of that place, the Lord will provide. As it is said to this day, on the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. You see, Abraham trusted God completely and experienced the provision of God just at the right time. Abraham experienced that God indeed is Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah indeed saw the need of Abraham, and he met it fully at the right time. God provided the lamb for the burnt offering and spared the life of his one and only son. God saved the promised son from being a sacrifice. God preserved his promise to make Isaac a great nation. God acted faithfully in response to Abraham's faith through his provision. On the mount of the Lord, it shall be provided. On the mount of the Lord, Jehovah will see to it. And I believe God is telling us today, whatever situation we may be in, because I am Jehovah Jireh, I am everything you will truly ever need in this life. Because I am Jehovah Jireh, I am everything you will ever truly need in this life. God's infinite provision is always greater than our finite problems. As Jehovah Jireh, God can and will provide exactly what we need when we need it, for his timing is perfect. Remember that with God, his delay is not necessarily denial, but as it was with Abraham, and so as it is with us today, the seemingly delays that it might bring about a deep surgery within our hearts, may it be true of us that when we come through the refiner's fire like Abraham, that our Heavenly Father will say to us, now I know that you fear God. Now I know that you revere God, because you have not withheld anything from me. You see, God did not want Isaac's life. God didn't want Isaac's life. He wanted Abraham's heart. God does not need anything from us, but he wants our hearts. He wants you. He wants your heart. Abraham displayed his heart towards God in that he was willing to give up his son Isaac. God displayed his heart towards us in the same way by giving his only begotten son, Jesus. When God asked Abraham for the ultimate demonstration of his love and commitment, he asked for Abraham's son. But when God wanted to show you and I the ultimate demonstration of his love and commitment to us, he gave us his son, his only begotten son, Jesus. Therefore, we can say to the Lord with all of our hearts, now I know that you love me, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Why did God do that? Because God wanted to demonstrate how much love and valuable we are. He wants us. He wants us. That he did not withheld his one and only son from us. And when God would wanted to demonstrate his love for us, it is not with a ram. It is not with angels. It was through his one and only begotten son. You see, Jesus is the greatest provision for our greatest need and for all of our other needs. Jesus, he is the greatest provision for our greatest need and for all of our other needs. Yan po yung sinasabi ng Romans 8:32. Since he did not spare his own son but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else? When we say Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. We can be certain it is true. We just have to look back at the cross. Amen. But the question for us today is, will you trust him? Will you obey him? Will you fear him? Are you on the mountain of the Lord? Or are you in another valley and you were not willing? You're not willing to let go of the Isaacs in your life. Something that you treasured so dearly. Something that when you look at that or to that person, it is your future. Where are you today? Are you expecting the provision of God, yet you're in the valley but not on the mountain of the Lord? Will you go back on the mountain of the Lord? For on the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided. Jehovah Jireh is waiting for you, and he's waiting to provide for you. But you got to learn to trust him. You got to learn to believe in his word, that what God said that he will do. Will you have the same faith and trust that Abraham has, that in spite of the test, a very difficult task, he trusted God completely? And because he did that, he saw that indeed Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide, the Lord will see to it that he will accomplish what he said he will do. Amen. Let's trust God. Let's trust God. Whatever it is that we need for today, whatever it is that God is calling us to do, it may be difficult. There might be some opposition. God may be asking you to lay down some things in your life. But I believe even as we completely trust and obey God, we will see the provision of the Lord. Why? Because he is Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. The Lord will see to it. And he will take care of it. Amen. God is just good. He is a generous God to all his people. Amen. I want us to pray right now. Now, I want us to pray for a heart to obey and to trust God no matter what. These are difficult times. These are desperate times. But these are God's specialties.
if we are willing to trust Him, if we are willing to put our faith on Him. These are God's specialties. There is nothing that is impossible from the Lord, but will you trust Him? But will you obey Him? Are you willing to journey on the Mount of Moriah to see the deliverance of the Lord, to see the provision of the Lord, and lay down unto the altar any Isaacs in our life that God is calling us to give up unto Him? Lord, we pray. A lot of times, Lord, we always quote Jehovah Jireh, on the mount of the Lord, it shall be provided. But I think the greater question is, are we on the mount of the Lord? Are we on the mountain of the Lord, or we're on another mountain, or we're in the valley? But yet, Lord, wherever we may be, it is on the mountain of the Lord where we want to be. Lord, not just a place of provision, Lord, but a place of worship, a place of obedience, Lord, a place of total submission to your will. Lord, we want to be there. We want to be on the mount of the Lord and see you for who you are, a good God, a God who provides, a God who will see to it that whatever you've called us to do, whatever you promise, that you will do. Lord, we want to be there. And Lord, would you help us, Lord, to continually put our faith and our trust in you, for faith to rise up within us, to trust you for impossibilities in our lives, that you will make them possible, whatever that may be, Lord. It is only you whom we want to trust. It's only you, Lord. Be the Lord, be the master of our life. Thank you, Lord God, that even as we put our faith and our trust in you, you're calling us as well to trust your timing for the provision that you have allotted in us. Jehovah will see to it. You saw our deepest needs and you have provided the greatest provision ever, and that is Christ. Lord, you are seeing the greatest need we have right now. And Lord, you will see to it that you'll take care of it, that you will provide for it, because you are Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. Lord, thank you. We ask for that kind of faith, that kind of trust, in the name of Jesus. And probably we are here today, and we are facing impossibilities. We are needing miraculous provisions in our lives. Lord, thank you that we could come to you. We could go on the mountain of the Lord. And on the mountain of the Lord, it shall be provided. Lord, help us to climb that mountain. Lord, help us to go there, to worship you, to hold on to you. And Lord, thank you that are the proper time, whatever that may be, provision, finances, restoration, salvation of our families, whatever that greatest need that we have right now, Lord, thank you that you can provide for it, because you are our provider. You are our Jehovah Jireh. Lord, if you could coat, if you could clothe the lilies on the field, Lord, if you could feed the birds of the air, how much more are your people? You can definitely provide for us exceedingly abundantly, more than we could ask or imagine. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. One last group of people I want to pray for. Now, if you have not put your faith in Christ, you may have a lot of need today. Probably healing, provision, money, restoration, but your greatest need today is to be saved from your sin. To be saved from your sin. And yet, God had already seen the provision for that, and that is through Jesus Christ when he died on the cross. Would you put your faith in God to provide for the greatest need you will ever have in this life, and that is salvation. To be saved from our sins. Amen. And if you're that, you want to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior to save you from your sin, would you please pray this prayer and say, Lord Jesus, Lord, you know my greatest need. And the greatest need of all, Lord, is to be saved from my sin, to be saved from judgment, to be saved for being in eternity in hell. And Lord, today, I'm asking and humbling myself, Lord, would you save me? Lord, would you save me from myself? Lord, would you save me from my sins? And would you deliver me and enable me to know who you are, that Jesus, you are the greatest name of all, the name above all names, that every knee will bow and every tongue confess that you are Lord. And so I'm confessing today, Jesus, you are my Lord. You are my Savior. Thank you for providing salvation for me at the cross. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God is good. Amen. And I pray that even this week, for all of us who are tuning in and worshiping with us today, that the Lord will show his mighty and miraculous provision in your life. Why? Because we are serving a generous God. He is Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will indeed provide. The Lord will see to it that we are taken care of. Amen. Let me just speak a blessing to us. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you and grant you peace. Nothing missing, nothing broken. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. See you again next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.